This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. A Russian missile has slammed into Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky's home city. It came as Kryvyi Rih was observing an official day of mourning for an attack the previous day that killed four civilians at a hotel. VOA's Anna Chernikova has more.
Wednesday's attack on the city targeted civilian infrastructure. Local authorities reported 9 people killed. President Zelensky said that the latest attacks across Ukraine are raising again the question of Ukraine's ability to carry out long-range attacks inside Russian territory to prevent further strikes. He said that with help of Ukraine's allies, this is the optimal counter-terrorism tactic. Also, President Zelensky addressed the energy situation. Power outages are widespread across the country. Zelensky said that the repair works are ongoing around the clock. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
Palestinian health officials said on Wednesday that at least 9 Palestinians were killed in a major Israeli offensive in Jenin, Tolkarm, and Tubas in the occupied West Bank. Fiona Jones reports for Reuters.
The assault is one of the largest seen in the West Bank for months, and it followed a series of smaller raids in the area over recent weeks. The Israeli military said this strike had killed 3 militant fighters. The armed factions of Hamas, Islamic Jihad, and Fatah said they were detonating bombs against Israeli troops in the West Bank. The Israeli military said Wednesday's operation followed a sharp rise in militant activity in recent months, with more than 150 attacks involving shooting or explosives from Tolkarm and Jenin in the past year. Thousands of Palestinians have been arrested in raids, and more than 660 fighters and civilians have been killed in the West Bank and East Jerusalem since the war in Gaza began, according to Palestinian Health Ministry figures.
That was Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones, and this is VOA News. A rapid spread of the mpox virus in sub-Saharan Africa could intensify the financial strain that many countries in the region are already facing. That's according to a statement by the ratings agency Fitch. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Potentially deadly mpox was declared a global health emergency by the World Health Organization earlier this month after a new strain spread from Democratic Republic of Congo to neighboring states. Ivory Coast, Kenya, Rwanda, South Africa and Uganda are some of the Fitch-rated issuers that have reported mpox cases, the ratings agency said. Some 13 African countries have reported more than 22,800 mpox cases and 622 deaths this year, the Africa Center for Disease Control and Prevention said on Tuesday. In the event of a substantial increase in mpox case counts, Fitch said the main impact on economies would likely be on consumption and production.
That was Alice Rizzo reporting for Reuters. French authorities have handed Telegram CEO Pavel Durov preliminary charges for allowing alleged criminal activity on his messaging app and barred him from leaving France pending further investigation. Durov was detained on Saturday at Le Bourget Airport outside Paris as part of a sweeping judicial inquiry opened last month and released early Wednesday after 4 days of questioning. Among the allegations against Durov include his platform being used for child sexual abuse material and drug trafficking, and that Telegram refused to share information or documents with investigators when required by law. The prison's director of the U.S. state of South Carolina said Wednesday the state is ready to begin carrying out executions after more than 13 years, either by lethal injection, electric chair, or firing squad. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer explains.
Freddie Owens is scheduled to be put to death on September 20th for the killing of a convenience store clerk in Greenville in 1997. Owens must decide by September 6th which of the state's 3 methods will be used to execute him. Owens gave his power of attorney to his lawyer to make that decision, but prison officials are asking the state Supreme Court if that's legal. South Carolina previously used a 3-drug cocktail, but those drugs expired. Part of the reason no execution has been carried out in South Carolina since 2011. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And a Las Vegas court on Wednesday convicted a former Nevada official of the murder of an investigative journalist. The jury returned a unanimous verdict of first-degree murder for former Clark County Public Administrator Robert Tellis in the September 2022 stabbing death of 69-year-old Jeff German, a reporter at the Las Vegas Review-Journal. Prosecutors say Tellis was angry with German's coverage of him during a series of stories in 2022. I'm Richard Green.